You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Kaweeful Norbu extremely upset when he realizes his favorite restaurant made a mistake with his takeout order. Norbu decides to get even by setting the restaurant on fire.
Nancy, the whole incident is caught on video. Norbu can be seen spraying the storefront down with lighter fluid and striking a match, causing a huge fireball that blows out the front window.
The 33-year-old briefly catches himself on fire during the arson.
Thankfully, the only other damage was to the building's AC unit, and the restaurant will be able to continue serving customers.
Norbu now charged with arson and criminal mischief. Marco Ortega and Halle Paloa enter a Colorado shop with guns drawn, attempting to rob the place, but they don't expect one of the employees to be armed. The robbery escalates to a shootout between the two men and the employee.
The two 20-year-olds flee the scene when the employee returns fire. No one at the shop is injured, but a trail of blood on the floor suggests one of the robbers is. Cops are tipped off to their location and take one suspect into custody and the other to the hospital.
Both men now charged with armed robbery and attempted homicide. Joseph Sandoval deemed incompetent for trial on multiple assaults, so he's released from prison. The 32-year-old staying in a sober house and says his TV told him two men in the house were going to kill him, so naturally, he kills them first.
Sandoval tells cops he was on fentanyl when they stop him because he's wearing blood-soaked clothes. Cops enter the house to find two men stabbed to death. The cops take Sandoval to the hospital for his own injuries, and then Sandoval requests to be handcuffed to the bed because he was unsure of what he would do.
Sandoval now charged with two counts of murder, too. More crime and justice news after this. With the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We're learning more about a school shooting in St. Louis where two people were killed and seven more were wounded. The suspected gunman is also dead. Students describe chaos as the shooter, who authorities say was armed with a long gun, opened fire at Central Visual and Performing Arts High School.
They reported an active shooter in high school.
Police say that call came in around 9 a.m. Monday morning, and by 9:25, he was dead. Police later identified the shooter as a 19-year-old who graduated from the high school just last year. The victims killed in the attack were student Alexandria Bell and P.E. teacher Jean Kuchka. A man who sold a pistol to a man who used it to hold four hostages inside a Texas synagogue before being fatally shot by the FBI was sentenced Monday to nearly 8 years in prison for a federal gun crime. 33-year-old Henry Michael Dwight Williams pleaded guilty in June to being a felon in possession of a firearm. Williams sold 44-year-old Malik Faisal Akram the weapon Akram used when he entered Congregation Beth Israel in the Dallas suburb of Colleyville on January 15th and held the synagogue's rabbi and three others hostage. Crews have now fully excavated a car that police say was buried in the backyard of a Northern California mansion 30 years ago. Authorities say they found no human remains in the vehicle. The convertible Mercedes-Benz filled with bags of unused concrete was discovered last week by landscapers in the town of Atherton in Silicon Valley. Cadaver dogs brought to the scene made slight notifications of possible human remains on three separate occasions. Police have not said who owned the car, which was reported stolen in nearby Palo Alto in September 1992, or who might have buried it in the backyard of the sprawling mansion. The outsider brought in to reform the ailing Federal Bureau of Prisons has pledged to hold accountable any employees who sexually assault inmates, reform archaic hiring practices, and bring new transparency to an agency that has long been a haven of secrecy and cover-ups. Colette Peters detailed her vision in a wide-ranging interview with our friends at the Associated Press, her first since becoming director nearly 3 months ago. As Oregon's prisoner director, Peters oversaw sharp drops in Oregon's inmate population.
Valerie Miller faces murder for hire charges after she tries to hire an undercover cop. The Nebraska woman posts on social media asking if someone could buy her a gun. The cop responds, and 39-year-old Valerie Miller describes to the cop she wants five people dead, her ex-husband, his girlfriend, and her three children.
The cop then offers to kill them for her instead for $1,000 a person. Miller decides the children were no threat to her and only wants her ex-husband and his girlfriend dead. Miller tells the cop she will pay half when her paycheck comes in.
Valerie Miller are now facing five counts of attempted murder and murder conspiracy. Five Mississippi daycare workers fired for a prank they played on little children in their care. One worker puts on a mask from Scream and screams in the tots' faces, chasing them around the room while the other adults laugh and videotape. Well, now the workers are terrified. They're facing assault and child abuse charges. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.